Doing the rounds on Facebook at the moment is an image of a young Jewish woman throwing herself between an Israeli soldier and a young Palestinian child. That woman is Saha Vardi. She was jailed for several months at the age of 18 because she refused to serve as a conscript in the Israeli military. Now aged 22, Saha works with the Australian Committee Against Housing Demolitions and has guided hundreds of international NGO, religious and government missions to Jerusalem. She, along with Micha Kutz, a veteran of the Israeli army, now turned peace activist, are touring Australia to get the message out that not all Jewish people support the actions of the Israeli government towards the people of the Palestinian occupied territories. Saha and Misha joined me in the Wire's Adelaide studios earlier today to talk about why they've become refuseniks.
As a Jerusalemite in my own city, watching other people oppressed, if there's a third of the town that doesn't have the right to vote, then we're not really a democracy. I'm just not willing to be kidding myself anymore.
What about you, Saha? What made you become a peace activist and decide that you wouldn't serve in the Israeli military?
Well, I think the main thing is that I had the very rare opportunity at a relatively young age to actually be in the occupied territories and visit a Palestinian village, which is something that, like Micha said, doesn't happen much. We don't interact with Palestinians, although they're a third of our city, except in very unequal situations in which Palestinians come to our side of the city for work and so on. You never interact as equals. And that opened my eyes and understood that people 10 minutes away from my house in the same city have a wall constructed on their lands, have to go through a checkpoint to school every morning, have the grocery store closed down because they can't bring goods anymore because of this wall and checkpoint. And out of that, understand that it's a system. It's not just that village, but it goes on in all of the West Bank, very close to my home. And I think that a lot of activists, eventually, they get involved when they actually come and see what the reality is, because it's a reality very well hidden from us in Israeli everyday life.
Now, that system, as you describe, is in place, many people say, to protect the Jewish people.
We grew up, both of us, into suicide bombings. That was part of our reality, and yes, buses were blowing up on the streets of Jerusalem. But that said, when they started building, for instance, the separation fence, the idea was to separate Palestinians and Jews so not to have these attacks. And then I go to this village, and the fence there is built between one Palestinian village and another. So one Palestinian village is actually left on the Israeli side with access. They could walk into Jerusalem if they want to. And you start understanding that it doesn't have to do with security. That today, although the fence, most of it has been created, and there haven't been suicide attacks for years, today still there are between 10 and 40,000 Palestinians coming into Israel illegally every day to work. They could just as well be suicide bombers. I mean, it's possible to pass. So how is that to do with security? It's much more to do with control. If you look at the root of where the fence was built, then it takes a lot of empty agricultural Palestinian land into the Israeli side and leaves the Palestinian village on the other side. So it has much more to do with control and expansion of land than anything else.
To be a refusenik, to not participate in the army or to leave the army, and then, Micha, you formed a group called Breaking the Silence. How have you been treated for making those decisions?
Overall, on a whole, I've been very privileged. I come from a very supportive family. Whatever I want to do, my folks will support.
Yes, I think we've both been pretty lucky on that. And there is a small community also inside Israel that does support it. That said, we live in an environment in which the military is God in many ways. And the fact that everyone goes to the military makes it very hard to even be a political activist if you didn't serve in the army, because then what do you know? That's the mindset in many ways.
What is the message that you're hoping to get across here in Australia, where we've had a government where we had our Prime Minister visit Israel and deliver very strong messages of support, that Australia is a friend of Israel, for example, and that we want to support their actions in defending themselves against so-called terrorism?
Well, I think one of the important things to understand about the occupation in general is that it's not local, is that today everything is global, including the occupation. What that means is that the technology that is used in Israel and tested in Israel is Israel's main export, the arms technology, and that is exported to the whole world, and that's something that's very profitable and continues the occupation. So that means that when the United States want to build a wall between Mexico and the U.S., they'll use Israeli technology. Or when the Chinese want to displace 1.5 million people for the Beijing Olympics, they'll use Israeli training. And for that matter, you also have companies like Veolia, who here in Adelaide pick up your garbage, who are also in Palestine taking Israeli garbage and throwing it on Palestinian land just because they can and they don't have to pay for it, or running buses that are on segregated roads, so buses that only Jewish Israelis can drive on, and Palestinians, although it's on their lands, can't take those buses. And that's a company that Adelaide has hired. So that is a very clear connection to also tell Australians that, you know, you can hold your governments accountable for that and say, we will not hire companies that don't uphold a certain human rights standard.
Beyond that, when it comes to the discourse regarding peace, I'd ask that Australians look into the realities in Palestine a little more and understand the policies, the oppressive policies, and that when you listen to Israeli politicians today, they very much follow a very settler guideline and pushing the remainder of the Palestinians in the West Bank into the major cities and taking full control of those occupied territories. And in that case, changing the discourse from occupation to apartheid.
There do seem to be direct comparisons here between how the Jewish people were treated in Europe. People aren't suggesting that it's like the extremes of the Holocaust, but in the lead up to that, where there was that kind of segregation occurring, where there were walls built around Jewish ghettos, for example, where people had to identify themselves as a Jew and so on, it does seem to be a bit of a repeating of history in that aspect of it.
I think it's a very repetitive part of history. The idea of discrimination according to racial ideas and regimes running that to a very far extent is something that, yes, is very much out there. And I think that one of the very sad things for us, specifically being Jewish and having that history, is that the lesson that is taught today in Israel from the Holocaust is never again for us, or never again now we have a strong army that can defend itself, instead of never again, period. And taking out of that the fact that racism, on its different forms, if it's segregated schools in the U.S., or if it's apartheid in South Africa, or if it's any other, or if it's Germany in the 30s, any regime that's based on racial discrimination can do terrible things, even much worse than what it is doing at this point. And that is something that I do think that we need to bear in mind.
It's the Zionist movement that chose to continue that cycle of victim, aggressor, victim, aggressor. On that level, I think it's important for me that people understand that I'm Jewish and I'm proud to be Jewish. The Zionist movement and the Israeli government does not represent Jewish values. There are Jews around the world and people around the world that understand this, and I hope that more and more people understand that Zionism Israel is a nation state. It is not the Jewish religion, it is not the Jewish culture, and the two, at this point in time, don't have anything to do with one another.